Hi, welcome to Best Stories. This is Season 2 in the Adventures of Packy the Rat Podcast. Episode 4, Home Sweet Home. Every Saturday, each of the seven children had a job to clean a room in their house. With seven kids each cleaning a room, the whole house can get cleaned pretty fast. So fast, in fact, as soon as each child had finished cleaning their designated room, the family would pack a lunch and go to the park for the rest of the day. It sure made cleaning not so terrible. After spending the rest of the day at the park, the children were very tired. They went home to a very clean house, and then it was time for the children to get cleaned up and ready for bed, and then they headed upstairs where their mom was waiting for them. And as soon as the children were in their beds, their mom whispered to the tired children, "Heads down, covers up, and lights out. It's time for the next story about the adventures of Packy the Rat." Well, more signs of springtime had finally started showing up on the farm. The days were warmer, and all the snow had melted, and the little buds were appearing everywhere. And as one would expect, the barn animals were very happy and rather excited for spring. However, there seemed to be a little problem developing in the barn, and the warmer and sunnier the days got, the worse that problem became. Now, if you remember, there has been a new owner for the farm since last spring, and this new owner had also hired some new farmhands to help with all the chores around the farm. And the farmhands were very, very busy doing all the work and chores around the farm and caring for the animals in the barn. And because they were new, they didn't realize all the things that had to be taken care of and needed to get done once spring had arrived. But now the barn was having a serious problem that only the farmhands could fix. You see, in the fall, thick glass is put over the screens or the open windows in the barn. Some windows even have shutters, and they're nailed shut. This is done to keep the barn warm and dry throughout the cold winter months. But now that it is springtime, that thick glass in those windows needs to be taken off, and the shutters need to be opened up. Because if you don't take them off with all the animals in the barn, well, it can heat up during the day quite warm. In fact, almost even hot. And while that will lead to create a kind of a stinky smell. And that was the problem the barn friends were having. The barn had become a stinky, smelly barn. Now this barn did not have a furnace or an air conditioner. The barn animal's body heat helped keep the barn warm in the winter. And with the thick glass on the windows and the shutters closed, the heat was kept inside the barn all winter, which helped keep the barn warm for the animals in those cold, cold winter months. But when it warms up outside like it does in the springtime, the thick glass on the window needs to be switched to screens so that warm, stinky air in the barn can go out the window and the cool, fresh air can go into the barn. Otherwise, all the heat from the animals and that warm, sunny air outside heat up the barn too much. And, well, it can get very stinky and very smelly, as it has happened now in the barn with all those barn friends inside that barn. Now, the reason the farmhands didn't realize that there was a problem was that when the farmhands opened those big barn doors, all the heat and smell escaped. That stinky smell and heat went right out those big open barn doors and the fresh, cooler air rushed in. And the farmhands leave those big barn doors open while they're working in the barn and feeding the animals. So therefore, the farmhands didn't realize that the barn was beginning to get smelly. They're just too busy with all the extra chores that springtime brings to notice that there was a problem. Now, to make matters worse, the barn animals themselves were not sure why the barn was getting so smelly. All they knew was that after the farmhands left and closed those big barn doors, Woo-wee, did it get stinky and smelly. And so this cycle continued. When the farmhands would return for feeding time and open the big barn doors, the fresh air would rush into the barn and the barn would not be so smelly anymore. The animals were relieved that the fresh air had entered the barn, and then they were very confused why it got so stinky and smelly after the farmhands left and closed those big barn doors again. Then one night after the farmhands left, the animals sighed and stomped. They knew the smell would return, so the animals gathered together to discuss what they should do about their stinky, smelly problem. Oliver the pig spoke up first. Luckily, he had figured out what the problem was, and he told his barn friends exactly what the problem was and not to worry, because the problem could be fixed. The barn friends listened very closely. Priscilla asked, "What do we need to do?" "Well," said Oliver, "that problem still remains to be a little bit of a dilemma. I'm afraid we cannot fix this problem. The farmhands just need to open the windows of the barn. Why, you see, every spring they open the shutters and take off that thick glass that is on the windows, and they put screens over the windows of our barn. That way the fresh air can come inside, and the warm air that is inside the barn goes right out the windows. And that will solve our problem, and there will not be any stinky, smelly problem any longer." "Well, it's actually just basic science," said Oliver. "Oh," said all the barn friends. "Oh, I do remember the windows being closed up every year in the fall and opened up again in the spring, but I had no idea why they did it," mooed Clara the cow. "Well, that settles it," said Packy. "I bet I can fix the windows. Tomorrow I'll climb up on Henry and I'll go around and take the glass off all these windows." "Well, I'm not sure we can take the glass off the windows ourselves," said Oliver. "I think it's a job for the farmhands." "Well, I can try," said Packy. So he tried to pull and pry that glass off the windows, and he tried to open the shutters, but the shutters and the windows did not budge. Packy was not able to open a shutter or remove any glass off the windows. So the day progressed as stinky and as smelly as usual, except for one thing. Ginger the Goose and her goslings had returned. They had come back from their winter migration. And as you can imagine, the barn friends were very excited when the farmhands opened the barn doors and Ginger and her goslings waddled in. Ginger and her goslings were so tired from their flight. Packy and Priscilla had offered them a spot up in their loft where it was quiet and where they could get some rest. Ginger and her goslings slept that whole day, and it wasn't until early the next morning the barn friends heard, "Good heavens, what is that stinky smell?" And the barn friends knew that Ginger was awake. Packy and Priscilla had woken up too, and they had explained everything to Ginger and her goslings. "Oh, why, I haven't even been back for a day and there's a problem already," honked Ginger. Everyone at breakfast was discussing their stinky, smelly problem, and then they decided they needed to do something. "Yes, good heavens, my goslings should not be breathing this smelly barn. Why, their feathers could go limp. We have to think of something to let the farmhands know there is a stinky, smelly problem in this barn," honked Ginger. "I know," said little Jeffrey. "I'll fly up to the windows and just open them up." The barn friends all shouted, "No, no, no, it's too hard to open. We need the farmhands to do it." But little Jeffrey was already swooping up and down and all around the whole barn to each window. He didn't hear his friends when they told him no. He just wanted to show them how big he was and that he could fix things too. But the problem was, little Jeffrey's flying around the barn was just mixing the warm air up more, as well as the stinky smell. Little Jeffrey was not able to budge a window open, but he certainly did stir up more stinky smell, because now it smelled worse than ever. Ginger shouted, "Good heavens, little Jeffrey, that is enough. You're stirring up the stinky smell." Little Jeffrey flew down and said, "I'm sorry, I just wanted to help." "That's okay," said Packy. "We just have to let the farmhands know they have to open the windows and take off that glass." Henry stomped his foot along the stall. "Yes, I agree, but how can we do that?" And then Packy looked at the long scrape mark Henry had made when he scraped his hoof on the straw along his stall floor. And it gave Pecky an idea. Pecky said, "Henry can draw a line in that straw that is on his stall floor, and it can point right to the window with the glass on it. The farmhands will see the line drawn in the stall and follow it to the window. Then they'll see the glass on the window and realize it needs to be taken off." "Why, that's a great idea," Oliver snorted. "Let's do it." So Henry stomped and scraped and drew a line on the floor of his stall that pointed right to the window in his stall. "Farmhands will definitely see this," said Priscilla, as she helped straighten and fix up the line that Henry drew through the straw that was on his floor. But that morning, the farmhands quickly opened the barn doors, rushed in, put water in their buckets, oats and hay in each stall, and quickly left. Now, as I've mentioned, they were very busy. The farmhands didn't even see or notice the line that was drawn in Henry's stall. They were in such a hurry to get back to their other chores. They were working in the field today, and they were on a schedule. "Oh, good heavens, what are we going to do?" said Ginger. "We just have to keep trying to let the farmhands know there's a stinky, smelly problem," said Priscilla. "Yeah, but how?" said Packy. "Well, some problems require the help of everyone," said Oliver. "How about we all stand in Henry's stall, and we'll be pointing towards the window? Surely they will figure that out." So this time, when the farmhands opened those big barn doors, all the barn friends were in Henry's stall, facing right at the glass on the window. But to the farmhands, it just looked like all the barn friends were piled up on one another in Henry's stall. The farmhands chuckled at the sight and then scolded the barn animals for not being in their own stall. Then the farmhands led each of the barn friends to their right spot and fed them. The barn friends heard one of the farmhands say, "You know, I think there's something very special about these barn animals." The other farmhand said, "Nah, they're just good old barn animals." And they kind of laughed and smiled at the barn friends, and then they shut those big barn doors again and left. "They didn't even notice the glass on the window," cried Packy. And it didn't take long before the stinky, smelly problem returned. "This is a stinky, smelly problem," neighed Henry. "We agree," bleated the sheep. "Oh my," said Clara. And Packy knew what that meant. Packy said, "Oh, Clara, you don't need to add to our stinky, smelly problem." And Clara just mooed, and she laid down in her stall, and all the barn animals eventually fell asleep for the night, smelliness and all. The first thing in the morning, the barn friends were all huddled together to try to think of another way to let the farmhands know that they needed to get that thick glass off the windows of this barn. "I just wish I could tell him to open the window," said little Jeffrey. "Oh, that's it," said Packy. "Maybe we can't tell them exactly, but if we all make a lot of noise and everyone is looking towards the window with the glass on it, they might get the hint." So when the farmhands came in, they heard all the barn animals making a lot of loud noises. The animals stomped and oinked and honked and bleated. But the farmhands just thought they were late feeding them their morning feeding, and they thought the barn friends were telling them that they were hungry. The farmhands quickly started feeding the barn friends and said, "All right, calm down. We're sorry we're late this morning. We're going to give you an extra scoop of oats today. We've just been busy in the field since very early this morning. We didn't forget you." And after all the animals were fed, the farmhands closed those big barn doors again and left. The animals did enjoy their extra scoop of oats, but then that stinky, smelly problem returned, and they still did not know how to fix it. And to make matters worse, the days were getting warmer and warmer, and the barn was getting smellier and smellier. "Good heavens, the smell is unbearable," said Ginger. "I'm afraid it's going to make my goslings sick." And Clara said, "Oh my." "Oh really, Clara," said Ginger, "things are bad enough." Clara just mooed and laid down in her stall.
If only we could let them know how bad it smells, said Pecky.
Yeah, we should close the doors on them, said little Jeffrey.
Why, that's it, said Oliver. Buddy, you and Pecky and Priscilla will go outside the barn after the farmhands have opened those big barn doors. Then you three will close those big barn doors shut. Hopefully, before they leave, the smell will become so stinky and smell so bad they will realize they forgot to take that thick glass off the windows and they need to open the shutters.
It's worth a try, said Buddy.
So that evening, when the farmhands arrived for the evening feed and opened those big barn doors and walked inside the barn, Packy, Buddy, Priscilla, and even little Jeffrey ran out of the barn and pushed and shoved at those big barn doors to close them. It was not easy. Those barn doors were heavy.
Oh, good heavens, hurry, said Ginger.
And with a lot of pushing and shoving, Packy, Priscilla, Buddy, and little Jeffrey got those doors closed.
And it didn't take long for the barn to start getting stinky and smelly.
And the farmhand said, "Woo-wee, we need to get some fresh air in here. Who closed the door?" And then the farmhands looked at the windows and saw the shutters closed and the thick glass on the windows.
"Hey, we forgot to take the glass off the windows and open the shutters," one farmhand said to the other. "We better get that done or we're going to have one stinky, smelly barn."
"I knew I was forgetting something," said the other farmhand.
"In the spring, we need to open the windows."
So early the next morning, the problem was fixed. The farmhands opened the shutters and took off that thick glass that was on the windows, and they put screens on the windows too. And after they finished getting the glass off the windows and the screens put on, they swept and cleaned up the barn as well. And when they were leaving, one farmhand said to the other,
"Hey, do you think the barn animals were trying to tell us to take the glass off the windows?
Hey, maybe they were trying to tell us that all along, that it was getting too smelly and we just didn't know it."
"What? No," said the other farmhand. "How would they know there was still glass on the window?
Come on, we have a lot more work to do." And then the farmhands left. And this time, when they closed those big barn doors, the barn friends smelled nice fresh air blowing in from the window. The barn friends were glad the problem was fixed, and they had to laugh at their silly, stinky, smelly problem. Even Ginger honked, "Good heavens, I'm glad to be home." And Oliver added, "Oh, yes, indeed. There is no place like home."
And that is the end of our story and the smelly problem in the adventures about Packy the Rat.
Before we go, did you know that warm air likes to rise and move all around? If you want an example of hot air, just stand up straight, shake and jump and move all around. That is what hot air likes to do. An example of cold air is curl yourself up in a little ball. The cold air does not like to move around much and hop around like the hot air. I sure am glad the barn friends fixed their stinky problem. Thank you for listening to Best Stories and the Adventures of Packy the Rat.